9 News Bronco Insider, presented by Bet Rivers Sportsbook. Mike, good morning. Say hello to No'Shawn.
Oh, what's good?
Hey, No'Shawn. Wow, that's a nice surprise. You're too handsome for a radio, though. You need to be on TV.
Oh, man, appreciate it. But, hey, I love it, though. So,
well,
I'm happy to be here.
We're breaking him in. You know, he's getting the rookie treatment. But the Broncos, wow, what was it, almost 8-9 hours interviewing with Nathaniel Hackett? But, Mike, no deal was done. He was allowed to leave without becoming the next head coach of the Broncos. Why not?
Well, I think this is, you know, from what I'm gathering, George is thorough. And you know, I think Dan Quinn and Kevin O'Connell are finalists, and wouldn't be surprised if he interviews both of them. I do know he has, he's planning on interviewing Dan Quinn this week at a time to be determined. But, you know, if I was Hackett, man, 8 hours and to not get the job, or at least that's the way it appears. You know, that'd be a little frustrating, but it's a thorough process. You know, George, 10 candidates versus the usual 5. I think everybody in the league has had a lot more candidates. I think the league has kind of encouraged teams that have head coaching vacancies to increase their number of candidates. You know, it just kind of helps with the news cycle and gets all these coaches some notice, and we'll see with the Broncos. They are down to the 3. I don't know if George is going to, you know, wait for Kevin O'Connell. You know, if he's number 3 on your list, and you're worried that Quinn and Hackett could have jobs elsewhere, you might have to move a little sooner. But as of now, it does appear that Dan Quinn will be coming in for the same type of interview that Hackett had yesterday.
Yeah, well, Mike, I mean, we talk about who we want the most. Sorry about that. We talk about who we want the most, right? Is there any inkling of which coach wants to be here the most? I mean, we know who we want, but who wants to be here the most?
I think, from what I understand, you know, that all of them, these 3 finalists want the Broncos number 1. And, you know, Hackett, Hackett was with Houston. That's a mess. He's interviewed with Jacksonville, his former team, where he was an offensive coordinator. That place is a mess. Not that the Broncos are exactly soaring to great heights here the last 5-6 years, but there's they do seem to do things right at the facility. You know, they've got wonderful facilities. If you notice, guys, no one really wants to leave. You know, all these coaches, these assistant coaches are hanging in there hoping they can stay. A lot of players, Melvin Gordon, you know, he's a free agent. He hasn't won his 2 years here, but he still wants to stay. You know, there's something about Denver, Colorado. No, Sean, you could have, after your playing career was done, you could have gone anywhere. You're here in the area.
Oh yeah,
it's a wonderful place to live. Number one, and the Broncos, outside of what they do on the field, have a reputation of doing things first class, and also roster wise among all the teams that are available, I think the perception around the league is they're a quarterback away from being a consistent playoff performer. George Payton is a guy that it's such a network in the NFL between the personnel people, the agents, the coaches, and George, you know, everyone seems to, from what I gather, wants to work for George. So for Quinn And for Hackett, I think their first choice is the Broncos, but they also have, you know, backup plans with some other teams. So, and Kevin O'Connell, I think he had one other interview somewhere, but don't know too much about him. Obviously know about his background and, you know, to get that, tap into that Sean McVay genius is, I understand why he's a finalist.
You know, a lot of people want that, Mike. I'm sure you've gotten that same kind of feedback that, they don't want a defensive-minded head coach. They want an offensive-minded head coach, younger the better,
yes,
more innovative, more ingenuity, and tap into whatever that Sean McVay magic is. In your conversations, in your reporting, are the Broncos intrigued by the idea of, hey, we would love to have somebody just because they come from the Sean McVay coaching tree, or really the Mike Shanahan coaching tree?
You're right. They are aware. George Payton said at his season-ending press conference that offense is the priority. And if offense is the priority, there are two big components, you know, the coach and the quarterback. And Hackett makes sense. You know, if it's going to be a package deal with Aaron Rodgers, Nathaniel Hackett makes sense there. And Hackett is... you know, the other thing about him, his dad was a longtime offensive coordinator. And Hackett is, you know, he's coached around and is very familiar with that Shanahan, McVay, LaFleur. You know, he's been around all those guys. And so he understands that offense. And he's only 42 as well. So he's 20 years younger than Vic and goes the other way as far as offense versus defense. And so we'll see what happens. You know, one thing about George Payton is he's thorough about this. Definitely more thorough than the previous four coaching searches they've had in the last 9 years. So this may, I thought it would be done here, quickly, this week. It still may be. And, but we'll have to wait and see, you know, how hot, Quinn and Hackett become with other teams.
All right, real quick, do you know when they're supposed to visit with Quinn again? He was with the Giants yesterday.
No, I just know that they are scheduled this week, but don't know exactly when.
Fair enough. Mike, thank you very much.
You got it, guys.
Mike Kliss, our 9 News Bronco Insider, presented by Bet Rivers Sportsbook. All right. That was interesting what he said. Great question by you. And he said that in his opinion, the Broncos are the number one choice for these candidates. You asked the question. We may want these guys. Do they want the Broncos? In Mike's opinion, Mike's sources is reporting these guys want the Broncos. So it's maybe a case then of the Broncos getting to choose who they want. Who should it be? And no, Sean, you've had an hour now to warm up. Now I throw the tough one at you.
Uh-oh.
What is your plan for fixing the Broncos at quarterback? That's next.